Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Ginger, are you awake?
I think I am maybe awake, maybe.
Okay, I need you to stand up because we need to get... around, it don't look so nerdy.
Well, I started to flip the hair, and then the headphones just about fell off.
Like, ah. See, now I got to teach you the hand on the head hair flip thing where it looks sexy.
Yeah.
Happy Monday to you peoples out there in people-o land, wherever you may be.
happy Monday. Man, I've been looking forward to Monday, and I was telling somebody this yesterday, and they thought I was nuts. I was like, y'all don't understand. I love what I do.
And y'all did not get your Deadlock review, but it is coming. Ooh, it's been a busy weekend. Oh, parties.
I'm this weekend, so that's what I was doing.
That was the plan, was to do some Skyrim. But Miss Danger Doll called me Friday and said we had some friends in town. I guess I can say the friends. It still sounds like name dropping. I hate to do so. Hello, Mr. Dykoff and his lovely woman. So we went out and had a nice, fun time. This is when you know you're out with gamers, and it's so nice to be out with other gamers. And I highly recommend it. If you're one of those recluse gamers, get you some close-by gamer buddies or somebody at least that you can talk with on Xbox. That we were discussing Skyrim at the table. Like horses and, you know, my horse did this, and I jumped. Oh, it was hilarious.
Girl, I was robbing everybody blind. That's exactly what I was doing. I was like, oh, is this your garden? It's mine now.
I take stuff from people's gardens in Skyrim quite often. The cabbages are good. Mm-hmm. The cabbage soup, you know, if you have the cabbage soup, if you have the cabbage soup, it's excellent.
Potatoes everywhere.
Oh, yes. But I most enjoy robbing people more in Assassin's Creed because I like the sound of the gold when it hits your pocket. Chink!
Well, I figured out that you, because, you know, it's the first time I played Skyrim, I did figure out that you cannot rob people when they're standing right there, and it doesn't matter if you close the door either. The innkeeper will still come in and kick your butt.
See, I learned that the hard way, too. I was actually not trying to steal an apple, but I was down in the cellar of some room, some inn or whatever, and I was looking at the stuff on the shelf. You know, you just kind of... put your little reticle over it, and I accidentally clicked and picked it up, and it was like, oh, you're stealing from us, and I was like, oh, damn, run!
That's fine. What was it? Somebody else annoyed me in the game, said something. Oh, the wizard. The wizard at, is it Whiterun? Irritated me. And so I went around, and I gathered everything up that I could pop and all those stupid baskets, and was just going and dropping them on him, because he annoyed me. Oh, like, here, have all this.
Was he annoyed back?
And he was all, what are you still doing here? Da-da-da-da-da. Stop talking.
Did you hear the now infamous phrase, I used to be an adventurer, just took an arrow to me?
I haven't heard it yet. I was looking for that.
I think it's the guy in Whiterun who says it. So keep an eye out for him.
I'm going to have to find it because I was like, where is this? I know it's got to be here. But yeah, I rented that and I played many, many hours. And, oh my God, crafting? They shouldn't put crafting in those games, and they shouldn't allow me to pick up everything, because if I can pick it up, I'm going to. I don't care if I can use it or not. I don't care if I can sell it or not. I'm going to pick it up.
I gotta say, I have problems with that, too. I'm constantly, I don't think it's called encumbered anymore. I think they took that out of the games, but it used to be, you're encumbered. You can't move.
Yeah. At least pick a bank, because I keep picking up all these books, and I want to keep all the books, but I finally weighed myself down with all the books.
Now, see, I have a bank in Assassin's Creed, and I love the parts in Assassin's Creed. You haven't played yet, have you, Ginger?
No.
Okay, so they really add a lot of little simulator parts in it. So now, when you can gather you a nice army of assassins, and then once you've done a little bit, you know, too much to piss off the indigenous crowd, they do try to come after you, and you have to defend the, you know, the little home front, whatever it's called. Mm-hmm. And you get to set up bombs, and you get to put all your assassins, you know, on the rooftops with their bow and arrows, and down on the ground, and they're jumping out and stabbing. I love all that. You got to set up your barricade. I was like, oh, get them. I love it. But there's the bank. And you get to take over the banks. Oh, nice. They did a good job with this Assassin's Creed. It's got a few glitches. But so I kind of pop between those and Skyrim quite a bit when I am online playing. Y'all, and I'm sorry. Some of you out there are angry. I got messages from somebody like, you can't get in Skyrim. You won't talk to anybody. Damn straight.
Girl, and that's what else. Thankfully, you're not playing Skyrim online because I could not get my Xbox to go online after the update.
Oh, I didn't warn you. I'm sorry. I thought I told
you. This is why I've been waiting to do the update.
I had a list when I said it. I'm sorry. I thought I told you.
I didn't want to do the update. No. Get the update, and now it won't go online. It will not connect to Xbox Live.
But we will find out something about that in a poster for you guys. But now we've been talking, and Jay's calling us hoodlums, talking about we jacking people for their loot. So we probably should do some news.
Oh, yeah, I guess they do come here for news, don't they? My bad.
I wait before you do.
Man, it won't connect.
Before you do, I do have an update from the ECA, which I will pop up on the site. I'm waiting for them to send me something else on it. They wanted to let you guys out there know there's a couple of video game console manufacturers who are updating their EULAs, their EULAs, whatever, however you pronounce it, for the operating system for their game systems with mandatory arbitration clauses. So they put together an action page regarding issues with this. You know how pretty much how PS3 said, by the way, you can't sue us if blah, blah, blah happens. Mm-hmm. All of them are trying to do something similar. So when we post up this link, make sure you go over and, you know, do what we tell you to do. If you cannot wait. You want the link now. You can go over to action.theeca.com until we get back what we need to get back with them for complete information to post for you lovely people. Actually, they just sent it. So, yay. So probably by the time you hear this or about 20 seconds after, I will have added for you. But, yeah, be careful. Be careful. Jen, back to you. How's the weather?
Back to me, man. The weather out here is what it is. I'm freezing. And in new to Pi City in China, you people, what's wrong with some you people? All right, I'm pulling this from GamePolitics.com. This is just kind of a sad, disgusting story. Uh-oh. Man dies while gaming, and no one notices. Yeah, man, we know them gold sellers, gold farmers are some dedicated.
Oh, he was a gold farmer. Well, that's
probably. I'm saying that. I mean, because he's from China, but that's not very nice. A sad story from Sky News, by way of the escapist, details how the dead body of a man in New Tapai City, China Cyber Cafe, went unnoticed for a full 9 hours.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, the man who was playing an undisclosed online game died on Tuesday night, according to local reports. The Cyber Cafe had 30 customers that night, some of them next to him, and didn't notice that he was no longer alive. Chen Rongyu, 23 people, so sad.
Oh, gosh.
Was found slumped in a chair at the cafe on Tuesday night. The last time anyone paid any attention to him was at noon. A waitress claimed that she saw him talking on his phone around that time. Local authorities believe that Rongyu passed away due to a pre-existing heart condition and the low temperatures of his surroundings. These two factors, a lack of movement and fatigue, may have created a blood clot, and then a heart attack.
Oh, geez.
When he was finally found, his body was rigid on the chair and his hands were stretched out towards the keyboard and the mouse, according to police. People, 9 hours. The guy hasn't moved. He's not even moved his hands. Even if he was gaming, he'd be moving his fingers, his eyes, his head, something. Breathing moves your chest. 9 hours and nobody noticed the poor guy had passed away in the chair next to you. It is time to step away. Just you know, every 45 minutes or so, get up and walk around for a couple of minutes.
Okay, I We don't have a whole lot of cyber cafes here in this neck of the woods. I think I've been to maybe one, a certain affinity up in Austin. Hello, guys. I still want my cord back from a camera. But I would think, at least I would hope, some of maybe there needs to be new guidelines for cyber cafes. I know the gamers don't like to be interrupted, but you can pass by maybe every 2 hours or 3 hours. Hey, how you doing? Are you okay? Do you need anything?
Yes, exactly. Check on these folks.
I don't know. Anyway. Well,
some of y'all have got some addiction. All right, I admit I'm addicted, but whoa. All right? Whoa.
Really. All right, well, sorry, guys. More bad news. Torrent site BT Junkie has shut down. That's what it said. It's gone. They shut down voluntarily as well as legal pressure on its contemporaries after more than 6 years in operation. Visitors to the site, I have a serious lisp thing going on today. Blah, blah, blah. The visitors to the site, which had boasted of being the biggest collection of torrents on the internet, are now greeted by a farewell message, and it says, "This is the end of the line, my friends. This decision does not come easy, but we've decided to voluntarily shut down. We've been fighting for years for your right to communicate, but it's time to move on. It's been an experience of a lifetime. We wish you all the best." Speaking to the torrent news site, BitTorrent giant BT Junkie's founder, who remained unnamed, and probably he has every right to remain unnamed, or should want to, said that the decision to close was a direct result of seeing the legal action taken against other torrent sites like Mega Upload and Pirate Bay. However, he was upbeat about the future of other torrent sites continuing to ply their trade, telling BitTorrent giant that he sees them persevering. He says he really hopes that they do. He told the site, "War is far from over, for sure." BT Junkie was screened from search results by Google and had been reported as proliferating pirated material to the U.S. government, but no legal action was thought to be underway. Last month, the FBI, of course, collaborated with the New Zealand police to shut down Mega Upload, arresting founder Kim.com, the idiot, and several executives freezing assets while suing for extradition to the U.S. And I added the idiot part. Wow.
Yeah.
In an odd way, it's a little too late for them to be doing this, because if they were being investigated, even if they didn't know, it's already...
Yeah. People, stop. Stop. All right. We've already proven that illegal downloading increases your sales, which increases your money in your wallet, which increases for us the shoes in our closet.
Amen. Amens, amens. Yeah. I'm really sad. I'm just sad. That just makes me sad, because I understand why they're doing it. I just wish they had decided to stay around. And I am hoping
they're scared. They don't want to go to prison for 50 years, just like the Mega Upload dude. 50 years for illegal downloading. You know what, people, rapists get, you know, a slap on the wrist.
That's why I say this is too extreme. This is a witch hunt, and somebody's got to do something now. We came together for Sopa Pippa, but we got to do something. If
you
nothing
know what,
else.
I think I'm going to ride rant in a little bit, because this is...
They need a lawyer. Like I said, you need to get you a high-profile L.A. lawyer. Unfortunately, Kardashian's not around anymore, but if he were, this would be a case he would take, I'm pretty sure, and get to understand how it all works. Because honestly, at least from what I know of the law, and it's been a while since I've been in the profession, but this is not something they should be able to do if they had lawyers who understood how it works.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, yeah. Although Kim.com is an idiot for being, you know, for showboating, technically he didn't put anything on his servers that was illegal. He himself didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
As far as I know, he may have uploaded some stuff. But I'm saying, as far as we know, he didn't put anything on the server. The people that actually did it should be the people that they're going after if you're going to do that. Who put this here? And let's go through the material and find out who's doing the pirating. And then we go after them specifically. Not the people who make the software, because I don't see anybody at the FBI going after CNET.
No, of course not. They're not going to, because they own it.
There you go.
All right. I think I'm going to grab two. And this first one is for Blaster. Blaster, we loves you. GamePolitics.com, THQ seeking outside help for Warhammer 40K MMO. During the recent THQ conference call to discuss its third quarter results, the company acknowledged that it has some trouble developing Warhammer 40,000 Dark Millennium Online and is now looking for an outside developer to handle future development on the title. In January, rumors surfaced that THQ had canned the project altogether. With this revelation, it at least proves that the Warhammer 40,000 MMO project is in serious trouble and that development has probably come to a standstill, aka shelved, Blaster. Vigil Games had initially been in charge of developing the game, but the publisher later decided to task Relic Entertainment with some of the work. In yesterday's call, the publisher revealed that it's looking for another partner to help develop the game due to the cost and the risk associated with developing a massively multiplayer online title. Dark Millennium currently has officially been pushed back to the fiscal 2014 or later. I'm afraid this thing's never going to see daylight. They're looking for other partners. THQ is thinking fast. They may not even be around come 2014.
Yeah, and they, of course, Blaster's arguing, yeah, they'll be fine. I don't know that they're going to be fine.
I don't know this at all. They just let go all of these employees. They've shelved everything for this year. So that's all of 2012 is gone. So right now they're just trying to repair their very, very sinking ship, and I don't think it's going to work. I'm afraid that they have done it. They we're going to start seeing rats jump ship really quickly. I call it, you just wait. Within 2-3 weeks, we're going to start seeing, you know, this person has left to go work at so-and-so, and this person has left to go to work at so-and-so, and these people who used to work at so-and-so are now together and made their own company called such-and-such. You know it's true.
Wow. Ginger, what are we going to do with you?
I didn't say they're bad rats. They're good rats. I like some of the rats. They're all fluffy and cute, especially the white ones with red eyes. Really cute.
You know what? No. That's not cute. See, that's the wrong... No. Why would you say that?
Well, I don't want people, you know, thinking that I'm calling people rats, technically. But,
well, some people in the industry are actually rats. We won't name any names. You over there, I'm looking at you. EA. Oh, it slipped out.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's the other one. Oh.
Share.
EA confirms layoffs at EA Canada.
Oh!
Yeah, Electronic Arts has confirmed that it has laid off a number of its staff at EA Canada. The company would not disclose just how many employees were affected by the layoffs. The cuts are part of a restructuring plan at the Vancouver office and its studio in nearby Burnaby. That studio is responsible for the development of such titles as Need for Speed, The Run, and FIFA 12. Yeah. Right, so a spokesperson for EA says EA in Vancouver is transforming its studio to align with EA's transformation to high-growth digital formats, including online, social gaming, and free-to-play. Employees in our BC studio are learning new skills and working on digital games and services, and there are many examples developed at the EA Sports Studio in Burnaby. The FIFA soccer franchise represents the cutting edge of AAA gaming integrated with multi-platform extensions and online features. The Need for Speed World Team in Burnaby is leading the digital transformation with 11 million registered players. As the BC studio takes this transformation, a small number of employees are being impacted. Most others are being retrained, redeployed, and rolling on to new projects. EA has, of course, declined to comment on if it has eliminated the Black Box brand. Everybody's being laid off. I'm glad that they waited until after the holidays, but I'm still very, very, very sad to see people losing their jobs.
Did I mention
that? I don't like them. Yeah. Well, you know what? Saki Mom will kick your butt, so I've heard.
Well, the whole thing behind the Saki Moms is that they were trying to, I told them I can't get drunk, and they were trying to see if they could. So I'm not drunk. I just have a headache. I kept telling them, I think we've mentioned this to you people out there before that think, oh, I'm going to take Corey out. She says she can't get drunk. You will find yourself laying on the table and drunk and laughing, and I will be laughing at you, but I don't get drunk. So I remember everything that happened. I just have a headache from restricted levels. You know,
I have never had a hangover. I have gotten to the point where I blacked out drunk, but that takes about a quarter bottle of 100 proof SoCo. for that
task. Yeah, this is delayed reaction headache because it was Saturday night. But I had about three of those things back to back, and everybody else was like, you know, slurring speech, and I was like, I did tell y'all I can't get drunk. Physiologically impossible.
It's going to be fun. We're going to go to one of these game conferences, and we're going to go to the next party. Yeah, we're going to make some money.
Yeah, that'll be funny. $5 says I cannot drink you. Put all your money on the table. this was the thing was everybody said, oh, you haven't had this. That's why you haven't gotten drunk. Honey, I've tried it all. There's nothing. The most I get is a little tingling in the stomach, and then it passes really quickly. Then it's like, okay, what else you got? That's what I kept saying. They're like, chug it. I chug it, slam it down. Okay, what else you got?
Yes, the midget gamers, they're the ones spending laughing at you as you were under it.
Yeah. Bring it. Bring your Xbox. Put your Xbox on the table.
Oh, yes. Yes, since mine's not working right now.
Don't say that. You don't say that. She's working. She just doesn't want to talk to anybody right now. She's having a moment.
Oh, she better get over her moment and quick because.
Okay, the water is helping. Okay. So Apple is doing something good, I guess, for a change.
You mean they're not having any more slave labor?
Well, they're not doing that good. But they are removing a number of cloned Astro products from the independent developer. Snelnikov, The Guardian is reporting. This particular guy, Anton, I'm just going to call you by your first name, he's responsible for such products as Plants vs. Zombies, Angry Ninja Birds, and Numbers with Friends, and also Temple Jump, all near identical copies of major apps for hits, like you can't tell. And I'm sorry, it's Plant vs. Zombie, but not with an S. So that was his way of...
Oh, I was going to say, wait a minute, did he actually work on that?
Yeah, Angry...
I didn't even notice that it was missing the S.
Yes. So the game.
Yeah, right. I'm okay with that. I thought maybe we were going to be talking about the Atari people.
No. We talked about them last week. But the games are seemingly designed and named to create confusion, right at the point of purchase. This is, of course, made evident by complaints from several customers. Last week, the independent iOS developer David Smith tweeted that Snelnikov had 68 products on the App Store on the morning of February 3rd, but that number had diminished to just 11 by the end of the day. However, the notion that Apple's intervention signifies a broad change in policy would be premature, because we all know that they're not going to do it. The Guardian also cited the top best adult entertainment as another developer with a portfolio full of thinly veiled copies, and it seems to be unaffected. Plagiarism and IP violation in mobile and social development has been widely discussed in the last few weeks. Spry Fox.
No, this is totally a case of the squeaky wheel gets the oil.
Yes. Spry Fox has accused Six Waves LOL apps of taking core ideas from Triple Town for its recent release, Yeti Town, while the week before, Nimblebit published an open letter highlighting the similarities between Tiny Tower and Zynga's latest mobile release, Dream Heights. In an interview with GameIndustry.biz, Enrique Olesel, co-founder of social network Bossa Studios, claimed that the widespread copycat design could lead to a situation similar to the Atari crash of the mid-80s. You remember we had all those Pac-Man copycats? And then it was really hard to know that they didn't make them. And remember, these are cabinet games, and they were all over. Social games... Who is this? Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Enrique is saying social games for me were always on the cutting edge until they became copycat. And after they became copycat, I said, well, this is not going anywhere. He said, this will be just like the Atari 80s crap. Everybody and their grandpa had first space invaders, and these guys are going to do the same thing. Really?
Yeah.
I'm not shocked. I'm not surprised. And this is yet another reason why Apple and Android markets need to institute the ESRB ratings. Why? Because while they're playing through your games to see if there's, you know, if they're rated, they're probably going to find the copycat for you. I'm just saying. You wouldn't have these issues. Because you want to go off on your own, you have to try to police this yourself instead of using the community to your advantage.
Yeah.
And not everybody in the community is going to care that it's a copycat. Some of them are, but if it's a good one and it works properly, they're not going to
sell it. And it's cheaper?
Yeah, and it's cheaper. They're just going to buy it instead of yours.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Boo.
Boo. Very, very, very boo. All right, what do we got? Oh. I'm sure he's listening because he always listens to us. My virtual girlfriend lights and my virtual boyfriend lights surpassed 1 million installs on iOS devices.
Oh,
I'm sorry, you 1 million people who downloaded this. All right, so
we were closer to 1 million, but we didn't have Anyway.
Speaking of, if ours is counted in that 1 million, you need to subtract it. That is 999,000. Thank you. Whatever. All right, so. Where am I? Wet Productions announced that their flagship My Virtual Series free apps recently surpassed the 1 million install. It's a big milestone for us to cover that 1 millionth download, says Mike Emerson, president of Wet Productions. He's actually kind of cute. I'm so sorry that I hate your game. Both games average 3,000 new installs per day and have a monthly active user rate of over 100,000 players. Due to their success, we recently expanded into offering ad space across our games, allowing the other developers a way to gain exposure for their apps across our entire player base. This has been proven especially effective with other free apps that have to do with dating and relationships. My Virtual Boyfriend Lite and My Virtual Girlfriend Lite are dating simulation games in where the player must make the proper choices in order to make progress with their virtual date. They offer hundreds of 3D characters with varying personalities and physical appearances to choose from. Yeah. All right, I'm done with that story. It's up on GameAndAge.com if you want to see it. If you're going to download it, don't say I didn't warn you.
I'm sorry. I think I was drinking water in y'all's ear, but y'all will live. Okay.
Good. That is the funnest part that I'm drinking tea.
I knew that something was up this weekend. I went to the Red Box, or actually I didn't go to the Red Box. I passed by and I wanted to see if they had any games, and I noticed that they were very low amount of games they had out. There's quite a few games that have come out.
Oh, that doesn't sound good.
I know. It is actually a good thing. There's a reason for it. Uh-huh. Apparently Red Box is teaming up with Verizon on a new video rental service that will compete directly with Netflix. They basically said, you held the floor for too long.
Oh, you see, you said this. Didn't you say this a couple months back? You said Redbox is coming for you, Netflix. What do you know?
They are. The new service will allow people to access streaming video through Verizon while also taking advantage of Redbox's DVD and Blu-ray rental kiosks. Now, at this point, it is unknown if both services will retain their own branding or forge a single brand to unify the service. But VentureBeat is reporting that they don't know if the companies have formed a new LLC or not for the rental service, with Verizon currently holding 65% of the ownership and Redbox holding a mere 35%. Rumors of a Verizon-Redbox partnership first surfaced in December. And while the new service will definitely be able to compete with Netflix Blockbuster, it's unknown if it will adopt a similar pricing plan, like a unlimited rentals for a monthly fee. It's also possible that Verizon Redbox will create a credit-based payment service with options to rent physical media like DVD and Blu-ray, or purchase digital downloads, or gain access to a video stream, as VentureBeat has previously reported. The partnership does make a lot of sense, especially when it comes to the streaming aspect of the service. Verizon already has several content deals with major television networks on its broadband TV service, Fios, which we're begging you to bring to Houston, please. And renegotiating those deals to gain streaming license would be easier and possibly cost-effective, more cost-effective than Netflix. So if you combine those relationships with Redbox major movie studio relationships, you have enough reach to rival Netflix in a very big way. Not only that, but Verizon has access to lots of cash to pay for those streaming deals, which might be a hurdle for rival Netflix. National expansion isn't successful and right. successful, yeah, you know it's on my mind. Redbox has always been in a better position than Netflix DVD business, and I said this, as Ginger said before, because it distributes its movies through kiosks rather than sending discs through the mail. Since shipping DVDs through the mail is very costly, remember the cost of sending you a disc out, because they don't make you pay for it, I don't believe, but they pass the cost on to you through your monthly membership. Redbox isn't spending nearly as much money. That's why you can go over and rent a movie for $2 and keep it for a few days and then return it. The Verizon partnership also allows Redbox to avoid becoming obsolete, since it now has a streaming video alternative, which a lot of you like nowadays. And then you add to that games, and most likely there's going to be something. They're not saying so, but I'm willing to bet they're going to do the same things with games. I'm going to say probably within the next 5 or 6 months, you're going to hear something about cloud gaming from Verizon and Redbox with the games. I'm betting any amount of money It's going to happen. If they do that, it's going to be bye-bye Netflix. It's going to be bye-bye Blockbuster, who haven't even gotten off the block yet, technically. It's going to be bye-bye all of you. Game over. Oh, that's...
I have a love-hate relationship with you, Netflix. Half the time your service works, the other half the time it doesn't, and you never have anything good.
I was actually, I was against Netflix, and I was actually almost swayed to sign up for an account until they said, oh, by the way, you can only stream this on one console or gadget, one. Or was it three at a time?
I think it's three at a time because I've had it running on the Wii and my computer at the same time.
Well, I got way more than three gadgets in this house. So I was not happy. What if I feel like, maybe I'm watching a movie on my phone and I says, you know, maybe I'm out somewhere. I pause it when I come home. Maybe I want to move it to the iPad. Maybe I want to come to the computer, the laptop, the TV, and I want to be able to do that. Or
I go in, click on it, it starts right up where I left it on whatever.
No, I mean as far as if you can only have it on three gadgets, because before, like when the little ones would come here, I never had a Netflix account, but pretty much everybody else in my family does. So to keep them quiet, we put them in the kids' room and we'd stream movies. There's a computer in there. Or through a TV in there, you know, to keep them out of the way. And then we could watch something else in the other room, and everybody's happy. But if it's only three gadgets and they've used them up at their own residence, they can't come here and do it. Or you can't
I see.
So I was like, never mind, I don't need one. It's okay, keep it.
All right, I can see that one. Okay, what else have I got? There's so much stuff. There's actually stuff going on today. Canada, you Canucks. Good news. Roger promises to stop throttling Canadian internet customers. Canadian internet service provider Rogers has agreed to stop throttling customer connection after pro-internet group OpenMedia.ca and the Canadian Gamers Organization filed multiple complaints with the Canadian Radio, Television, and Telecommunications Commission. Ooh, maybe we should do that. Ooh, I like that idea. In a letter to the CRTC's Compliance and Enforcement Division, PDF, the company acknowledged the complaints made by the Canadian Gamers Organization, CGO, and OpenMedia.ca over their policy of slowing down traffic related to online gaming and other high bandwidth using activities. All right, so what did Rogers have to say? They said new technologies and ongoing investments in network capacity will allow Rogers to begin phasing out that policy starting in March 2012. Do you hear this, Time Warner? I'm looking at you. If you don't stop it, I'm going to file a complaint again. You ain't going to like me. All right, so these changes will be introduced to half of Rogers' existing internet customers by June 2012 and to its remaining customers by December 2012. OpenMedia.ca group for an open and accessible internet has long decried the lack of enforcement of Canada's internet openness rule for the inadequate protection it affords online choice and innovation. Rogers failed to provide the CRTC with technical data as to which games and applications they have tested themselves, said CGO founder Jason Koblotsky.
Let's just call him Momoa just to make it nice.
Jason Momoa.
I knew that was going to get you.
All right. So with the technical data from their test on online games, he could throttle me anytime. The Canadian Gamers Organization.
Oh, man.
They've been worried that Rogers' response may be an attempt to mislead the CRTC and the public. We continue to call on Rogers to make these numbers public. Of course, I am pulling this from GamePolitics.com, who says, we will continue to follow this story as it develops. Let's hope Rogers is being sincere in a way to handle all types of internet traffic in the future. Yes, thank you. Time Warner, I'm serious. I will file another BBB complaint. Don't even try me. You know I will.
Ginger, let him make it.
I don't like it. I really don't like it. Especially because they say, oh, it's your modem. No, sorry, it's your router. No, I've replaced my router twice. It's not my router.
If Verizon would just geek up, that's going to be my new thing, geek up and bring us some Fios other than just California, because California's not the only place that needs Fios, we would be just fine.
I already have your phone service. Bring it.
I don't have the phone service, and I don't particularly care for it, but I would pay for some Fios. I kid you not, Verizon, just come. Just show me on TV that you're coming. I am so done with Xfinity. I am so done with them. They won't even know it happened. They'd be like, what happened? She was here just a second ago. Now there's just like this boom from space.
Well, I finally got one of them to admit that something out here is broken and that they need to fix it. There's a relay out here that is not working correctly. I got one guy to finally say it, but have they fixed it? No.
Well, they told me the same thing, that there was a tree down the way that was touching the line. And I says, well, don't you think you need to do something about the tree?
No. It's
causing me
problems. You don't want me to. Tell me which tree. I will go down there. You won't like it. I'll charge you for it.
They don't want me to do it. Nobody on the block will have internet except me.
No kidding, right?
And free cable and everything else that comes with it. Okay.
Like, but you live, you know, almost outside of our thing. I don't care. You are charging me every month an outrageous amount for this service.
That's right.
I demand my service that I'm paying for. Otherwise, you can, you know, decrease my bill because this is ridiculous.
Right. It's time for some charts. That's going to be the new
charts.
For the charts.
Yay!
All right. So what are you people out there been playing or buying over the weekend? Number 10 is Pro Third. Number 9, Just Dance 3, which I have, which I must say is quite nice. Number 8, Elder Scrolls Skyrim. Yay. Number 7, Call of Duty Modern Warfare. Number 6, Assassin's Creed Revelations. 5, FIFA 12. 4, Soul Calibur 5. 3, yes, it is Battlefield 3. 2, the Metal Gear Solid HD Collection, which I will not be picking up because one of them in there I cannot stand. Hate it, hate it, hate it. But I do love Snake. And number 1, of course, Final Fantasy 13-2. Section 5, paragraph 8. Can they make it a shorter name? And when is the fantasy actually going to be final? I'm just curious. Cause
I know, right?
They're like, we're not sending you any more games. How about that? How about you won't get anything else from us? All right, so you guys out there, of course, the charts are not updated on our site just yet. Check back in a little bit, and it will be. I got more news, Ginger, may I?
You may. I'm throwing a fit and tweet at Time Warner Cable right now.
Wrong. Just wrong. All right, so you guys have heard about the policy rollout with Google. They're updating their privacy policy. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Ginger, yes. Yes.
Sorry. You still hear clicking? Yeah. Sorry, my bad. Yeah.
So apparently, CouragedGI.biz, the EU has sent a letter to Google CEO Larry Page requesting that the search giant delay the rollout of its forthcoming privacy policy changes. Currently, Google has over 60 different privacy policies, which cover its plethora of services. From March 1st to 2012, it wants to amalgamate them into a single policy, ostensibly to improve services and simplify understanding, albeit with an acknowledged side benefit of increasing revenue for targeted ads. The changes have been widely broadcasted by Google across many of its services with pop-up ads, emails, and other notifications. However, the EU has not asked the company to consider changing the date of the policy's implementation, fearing that the changes to such widely used and comprehensive services could have ramifications for data protection. In a letter to Page, to Page Jacob Constant, who wrote this, of the Article 29 Working Party, called for a pause to allow the French Data Protection Body to investigate the changes. This is on behalf of the Article 29 Working Party. I would like to inform you that we are aware of the upcoming change in your privacy policy. Given the wide range of services you offer and popularity of these services, changes in your privacy policy may affect many citizens in most or all of the EU member states. Says we wish to check the possible consequences for the protection of the personal data of these citizens in coordinated procedure. Says we have therefore asked the French Data Protection Authority, the CNIL, to take the lead. The CNIL has kindly accepted this task and will be your point of contact for the data protection authorities in the EU, in Europe, in case you didn't know. And the above, we offer POP in the interest of ensuring that there can be no misunderstanding about Google's commitment to information rights of their users and EU citizens until we have completed our analysis. Google has so far resisted the call, claiming that delaying the policy would cause significant confusion for users. No, it wouldn't. Just say we're going to delay rolling out the privacy policy to allow them to look it over. What's the big deal?
Yes, what is the big deal? Fix your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Where are we looking at? Bulletproof Arcade releases brutal action RPG, Dungeon King Dreadstorm Keep. Fight your way deep into Dreadstorm Keep on a quest to defeat the evil dungeon lord Vulcan. Bulletproof Arcade, small three-man independent game studio and developers of online premium action games, today released a new brutal action RPG your browser. I'm just seeing Dreadstorm Keep, by the way, which I've got screenshots of up on GameMatrix.com this morning, and they are beautiful. 12 huge levels with dynamic dungeon and creature layout, 24 monster types plus 7 rare monsters. Always loved rare. Hundreds of magical axes and items. Browser-based instant play, amazing fantasy art rendered in incredible detail. And there has been, apparently, if you've already been playing, an update. Version 1.1 Silver features enhanced enemy AI and combat control. Online synced save games are currently in development. I'm sorry, and the whole deal with the magical axes reminded me. Why did I keep getting all those stupid iron dirks? The little bee knot. I had like dozens of them. Can you give me something else? Because, whoa. Alright, so that was Bulletproof Arcade Dungeon King Dreadstorm Keep, which I've got up on GameMatrix.com this morning. Go over there and check it out.
Alright, I believe we have time for one more before we have to go to break, or do we? We do. Alright, so A Pirate's Treasure, UK Collector's Edition of Arisen 2 Dark Waters has been revealed. Limited Collector's Edition for pirated RPG developer Piranha Bytes offers a boatload of content for you today. So they're talking about the collector's edition, of course, of Risen 2 Dark Waters for consoles that will be released in the UK on April the 27th. The day before my birthday, by the way, I'd like to point out, alongside the standard edition, the collector's edition will come with some goodies. Not goodies that we would probably like for you to have, but they do what they do. There's going to be a making of DVD with interviews.
Okay, now I got that song lost in my head.
Okay, I don't know what song. What song is that?
Something about not my goodie.
You know what? I'm done with you. So it's going to be making of DVD with interviews from the developers from Piranha Bytes, who will tell you more about how they made Risen 2. Soundtrack CD and double-sided picture that's going to have a large map of the game world on one side and epic artwork featuring the hero and his crew on board their impressive ship. There's also going to be a pirate flag with a skull motif from Risen 2. I have no idea if it's going to be a real flag or not, but I would hope that it is. An amulet, a pendant for that every pirate and Risen 2 fan will be proud of, and the art of Risen 2 Dark Waters, an exclusive collection of art cards on high-quality paper, and 3 Risen 2 stickers. Of course, the collector's edition of Risen 2 Dark Waters will be available for the price of $69.99 on Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3. That is euros. I don't know what it is going to be here, and if it'll even make it here. Well, yeah, I'm sorry. It's going to be here April 24th. It'll be for PC and PlayStation here in the U.S. Oh, and Canada gets it there on that date, and of course April 27th in all European territories. So, sounds like if they're actual real items, that's a pretty good deal. I like a collector's edition that comes with real items. Right? Right?
Yes. Real items.
Okay, and we're going to take us a short break, which means we're going to go into streaming. You're not going to hear us anymore, but you can come back and listen later, right? Right.
Right. You better come back, man.
And as always, you can find us at GamerGirlsRadio.com, GamerMatrix.com, and everywhere in between. And there's some naked pictures of Ginger up on the site in case y'all want to check her out.
There are. And for the people who are asking me for some of the newer ones, not happening.
Come a little closer. I'll get them for you guys. I'll get them for you. When she ain't looking, I'll just snap a few.
That was a little odd. Pregnancy photos? You realize you're looking at an avatar, right?
You know, you remember what I told you. There's no shortage of weird people in Second Life.
That's true. This is over Flickr, though. I don't even think this is Second Life.
Just so skinny, in a way. Those of you who are wondering, this is 8-Bit Weapon, called Closer, the 8-Bit Bandit Remix. You should go over and check them out. Follow them on Twitter. All this is made using old, what does it say, PC and console sound effects?
That is so... I'm sorry, her voice is almost like... Oh.
And I believe you can pick them up on iTunes, so make sure you throw them a little cash your way.
Let's just throw some music my way.
I know, when are we going to stop sterilizing? I'm free off on COVID day.
Oh, he's off this week.
That's right. Day. How's the beach? How's the tan going?
Oh, we're off now. That's why I gave him that.
Are we off?
As soon as I said that, maybe later. Beep. he's going to be like, no.
there's so much going on.
It's
my turn. All right. Another from GamePolitics.com this morning. This is kind of cool. Player protests against Valve fall short. All right, so player protests against Valve fall short. There we go. A protest against Valve for lack of information on Valve's lack of information. What? Wait, hold on. Whoa, back up. A protest against Valve for its lack of information on Valve's lack of information regarding Half-Life 2 Episode 3. There is no Episode 3. Seems to have missed its mark slightly. The protest, which had the support of 30,000 players. Well, I'm hoping that's 30,000. I think it's supposed to be 3,000 because they got, yeah, anyway. 3,000 who pledged that they would play Half-Life 2 on Steam over the weekend saw only half of those players playing over the weekend. They increased the usual amount of players playing Half-Life 2 by about 10,000. All right, so there were 30,000. They're missing a zero, all I got to say. All right, so I am personally impressed with what we achieved today, the protest organizer said. We are nowhere near done. In fact, we are currently in the process of planning new activities. This was only our first attempt, and in my eyes, was a success for everyone. The process was designed to involve a message your oldest and longest-running fan base would like better communication. The entire trilogy of episodes was scheduled to be completed and released by 2007, and if Valve has decided to do other things for the time being, that's fine. All that we ask for is a basic response on the matter and to let fans know whether or not the current story arc is scheduled to conclude at another point in time. Didn't Valve already come out and say, hey, people, it's not happening?
It kills me.
Half-Life 3.
If that kills me. Some of you out there, this is part of the reason why when we do the show I harp so much on the development side, and especially over the weekend getting to sit with, you know, who I got to sit with. I'm not going to say anything because Ginger's going to start screaming. But breathe. So it's not that easy to just throw together a game. And when it's not good, you complain. So stop asking them to do this. If they say they're not doing it, then they're not doing it.
Yeah. If they're not doing it, people, just give it up. But I could have sworn, we read this several weeks ago, right? And they said no episode 3.
That's what they said, and we keep saying
it. And you people are protesting by playing their game. That's a way to show them.
I'm gonna move on over here to this next story. Man! Oh, vitamins are kicking in. That's nice. That is right nice. Okay, so those of you who have some little tweenies, kids will like this. You can pick this game up for them. It's a game called Tweens Valentine's Edition or something like that. Okay, I'm not sure what this is because I'm not a tween. I guess that's why it's going over my head or under it, I should say. Tweens and Tweens HD. Yeah, that's what it's called. Tweens is going to be a game for iPhone, iPad, and iPods. They now have a completely new game mode designed for a special occasion of Valentine's Day. As before, in Tweens, you race against the clock to match colors. But with Valentine's Edition mode, it's not enough. Additionally, pigs must be a different gender. I don't know if I like this. This is not edited someplace good. Tweens St. Valentine's Edition is the perfect gift for your loved ones, said Pedrick Orlick, who's the CEO of Kokaki. Wow, the name for your, yeah, company. This is to honor the celebration of a love-themed holiday. We offer the full Tweens HD for half the original price, just 99 cents U.S.
All right, so hold on. They're offering some kind of relationship thing inside their game, but it has to be opposite sex. It can't be same-sex relationship.
I was trying not to go there, did you?
I'm totally going to go there. Oh, my God. What's wrong with you people?
I don't think they were thinking.
The ginger off.
There is a light version you can try for free if that's your thing. It includes the first 10 levels just to show what you can expect from the game. The Tweens Light can be downloaded again. The app for free as well as the tweens, as well as the tweens HD with full retina display support can be downloaded on the App Store for 99 cents. And we're going to avoid posting this because if it Ginger hasn't gotten to it already, because wow.
I have not gotten to it because if I had, I would have already ranted about that. Oh my God. What is wrong with you people? What did I say? What did I say? Keep your politics, your religion out of my game.
And if you're going to put it in the game, then at least make it good.
Yes.
And I'm looking at you, Left Behind Games, is who I'm looking at.
Oh. Y'all.
Ooh, they got to get me started on that game again. Oh, I have never been so mad at a video game in my life. Forget glitches. Forget the fact that maybe I didn't get my DLC or I didn't receive my in-game car. I'm looking at the fact that everybody in the Left Behind game who is not a white male was evil.
Wow, so only the white males were good.
Yes, and we're going to survive the Armageddon.
Wow, so racist much, huh?
Racist, sexist. Again, oh, excuse me, white male Christians, to be specific.
Wow.
White male Christians who didn't listen to any other kind of music, but what do they call it, inspirational, were
you know,
all...
What if it happened to that whole, you know, thou shalt not throw first stone or some bullshit, whatever it was.
Oh, stay down, Ginger.
I'm sorry. It happened.
Yes.
Oh.
We better move along before we get on a full-blown rant.
Thursday night, people. Thursday.
Yes. Delicious.
You know, it may not even last till Thursday. It may last until I'm off air and I can write this down. All right. So, free game. We like free game. Kona's Crate, free for a limited time on iOS and Android. Yay. Android. Critically acclaimed space platform racer, available free today as OpenFaint's free game of the day. IndiePub is offering its addictive physics-based platform racer, Kona's Crate, free for a limited time through both iTunes and the Android market. The addictive twin-engine platform racer game will be available as OpenFaint's free game of the day on February 6, 2012, that's today, and will return to its normal price the following day. The iOS and Android releases of Kona's Crate were recently updated to version 3.2.0, included 5 campaigns, more than 100 levels, additional achievements, and a new novice mode. All right, so Kona's Crate is created by independent developers Darkwind Media. It takes place in a mystical world where players must carefully deliver a crate of stars to Chief Kona. Players must skillfully navigate a crate sitting on a jet-powered platform through tight spaces and around sharp corners while avoiding tricky obstacles to complete their delivery in time and win Chief Kona's approval. Okay, so it is available on multiple devices and computers, including PC, Mac, Android tablet, Apple iPhone, iPod Touch, and iPad. So if you want to check this out, head over to, I don't know if I had this up on GameMatrix.com this morning. I might have had this up on GameMatrix.com. I'm not for certain. I'm going to say I did, but I don't know.
So we should check just to be sure.
Oh, yes. I had to go to the backside. Yes, it's up on GameMatrix.com. 3 of you have already seen it. Go check it out.
3 of you have already seen it. Well, Google is saying, now solve for X. Uh-huh. Today, Google unveiled a website called Solve for X. It's going to be Solve for X. I'm already excited because y'all know what? I love me some algebra and some trigonometry and some calculus like nobody's business. You put some letters in with the numbers and I will mess them up. Math problem that takes up a whole wall. I love it. Okay, so anyway, this is going to be... I know Ginger's like, ooh, Corey. See, you didn't know just how geeky I was. Okay.
She loves some algebra, man. I hated algebra. I will admit, I had to take algebra 2 second semester 3 different times. Yeah, so.
I will give out my one and only tip for helping you pass algebra. Or actually, there's 3. First of all, if you are a creative person like I am, then you need to switch hands that you do your math with. Those of you who are still in college and you're having trouble with this, and I know you say, I can't write with my left hand or I can't write with my right hand, just switch it up. And for some reason, that works. My college algebra teacher taught me this. The other thing is, first of all, recognize the formula. Every problem in algebra has a certain way to be solved. Once you figure out the formula, like you first you do this, 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 and this, and then this is always this, once you got that down, it's easy. But all you got to learn those formulas. And there's like, I think he said there's like 7. There's no algebra problem that is going to have any other form than these seven or something like that, or five. But anyway, back to what I'm talking about. This is supposed to be a conference that they're coming up with that's supposed to be for big thinkers to get together and discuss. So it's a new project from Google, of course, that are they're saying Google's notorious for creating some truly next-gen stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This is specifically aimed at those of you who get all hot and bothered over the much-hyped TED conference. Remember that, the TED conference?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So this is supposed to have something to do with Google's poaching of senior Apple director Simon Prakash's secret project, though right now it's unclear if he's going to even be working on Solve for X. So the Solve for X conference is going to go hand-in-hand with Google X, which is the company's secret lab for fantastical things. The Solve for X site is not yet open to the public, so don't go looking for it, but you can sign up to receive an alert when it does. They've released a short promo video that you can find over on YouTube or on our channel, which I'll be adding it to our channel here shortly. There's a couple other clues that come up over the weekend. There's also a couple of clues hidden within the CSS code of the site. Oh, that's hot. I got to go find it. Richard Duvall, who's a rapper and evaluator at Google, also divulged some details about the conference on his Google Plus page. Since Google already held an inaugural conference over the weekend with talks on transforming education, 5X improvements in agriculture through better decision support, synthetic biology, and carbon-negative biofuels, Duvall says that Google will have videos of the presentations on YouTube channel up later today. And, of course, we'll pop those on our channel if you want to be able to watch them. Just check over to our Gaming Nations channel on YouTube, and it comes to us via the Android Police. I love this. Love it.
Yes, that is.
I am going searching through the CSS code over at the. Oh.
She's totally geeking out.
I am.
All right, big fight. This is going to be a big fight. Huge fight. GamePolitics.com, we've been talking about this for days now. EFF promises lawsuits if Mega Upload customer data is not retained. The Electronics Frontier Foundation, the EFF, has asked all parties involved in the Mega Upload criminal case to halt any plans to delete or otherwise dispose of data hosted on servers once leased by file hosting services. Yeah.
Mm.
With its assets frozen and its operators in jail, Mega Upload is unable to pay for storage of the data. The EFF sent a letter to the U.S. Attorney's Office in Eastern Virginia and to lawyers representing Mega Upload asking that all data from the service be retained for purposes of contemplated future litigation and as a matter of obligation and courtesy to the innocent individuals whose material have unfortunately been swept up into this case. In many instances, this material includes protected portions of the First Amendment, notes the EFF letter, which raises additional concerns. We are hopeful that our clients and other third parties can obtain access to their material without resorting to legal action. But if that is not the case, we intend to take the necessary steps to ensure the return of their materials. The EFF has said that it will do what is necessary to help those caught in the middle of this case. Mega Upload's honest customers who used its storage and did nothing wrong, even if it meant filing lawsuits. The advocacy group, you shouldn't scroll. The advocacy group also said that it was willing to work with the government to devise a protocol for getting data back to innocent customers in this and future cases going forward. I agree. I can't help but feel that our government, yes, I'm looking at you people, I'm looking at you and glaring, are going to try to make this disappear, sweep it under the rug, so that y'all don't look like the bad guys, because you caught the bad guys, and y'all are punishing the bad guys. 50 years in prison. What he was doing wasn't illegal at all.
At least not with Mega Upload. We don't know what else he was doing. But Mega Upload, all he did was make the software.
And you're punishing innocent people who paid good money, hard-earned money, for legal services, and you just killed all that.
I want my taxes that I paid for.
Yes, I'm sorry. I wasn't aware that we lived in China.
Apparently we do. I woke up in China this morning.
Apparently.
All right. Well, with that angry rant, because Ginger's on a rant today, and I'm going to Solve for X, you all can check us out tomorrow morning and tomorrow night. We'll be doing Pixinista tomorrow night, and tomorrow morning we'll have news. God, the vitamins have kicked in. I cannot form a straight thought. I have some news to announce on Pixinista tomorrow. I'm going to tell Ginger before, but you guys have to listen to the show tomorrow night to find out what's going on. And it is, well, she knows some of it, but epic.
You need to tell me.
I'll
You have to wait, Ginger.
Whoa, GLaDOS.
Oh, GLaDOS.
GLaDOS, you get up off my PvP, girl. I will stab you.
GLaDOS is like, no, I got this.
That is PvP, girl. You get off the PvP, girl.
She said no. I'm going to try one more time. You know what? Never mind. We can hold it. We'll see you tomorrow, Ginger.
Later, boys and girls. Mwah!